Time to talk entertainment again with KMOX host and media critic Mark Reardon. The nominees for the 24th Annual Critics' Choice Awards are out now. Mark, you had a say in this, did you not?
Well, I am a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, and while we don't get as much attention as the Golden Globes and the Hollywood Foreign Press, the one thing that has become apparent over the years is the movie studios like my group, and here's my theory. I'm just going to tell you what I think. I think our membership is not comprised of snobby Film Critics Society members. It has a good mix of male and female, young, old. The Hollywood Foreign Press is about 90 people. No one really seems to know exactly who they are. You know, it's mysterious. But we have, I guess, around 300 members from across the country. So I bring it up because of this, Brett. We mirror the Oscar demographic, the people voting for Oscars, because they're all over the board. You got older people, you got younger Academy members. And I think the studios realize, and if you look at our track record over the years, the Globes do some different things, and we tend to really kind of telegraph the Oscar nominations and the winners. Now, it's not always on track, but there's a difference between the Golden Globes and our nominations, and you saw that a little bit in what happened yesterday. I'll give you one example. First Man was not nominated for Best Picture by the Hollywood Foreign Press. There were some people that thought, wait a second, that doesn't seem right. And even though it was not my favorite movie of the year, I would still put it well above some of the films that got a Golden Globe nomination. So if you track the trajectory of the awards, it looked last week like First Man is out of the conversation. That's the Neil Armstrong movie, Damien Chazelle. A little bit of controversy because of the flag planting deal, which maybe cost it. I don't know. But we nominated First Man for Best Picture. So that would kind of give it a little resurgence when it comes to future awards.
I was going to ask you about dovetailing with the Oscar awards. Do you think you might influence them a little bit?
Well, I think that that's what all of this is about. And there are big campaigns. Brett, this is very manipulative. All right. So let me just give you an example. And you have a little insight into this, but you get bombarded as a member of a group like this with screeners and books and scripts and little tidbits that can be kind of described as bribes, I would say, because they want you to vote for their movies. Because if you could get in smaller films, this really plays an important role in, because if you can get momentum and you can get on the radar of the Oscar, the Academy voters, because here's what's going on here. I'm just going to tell you, I'm spoiled, right? I get screener copies of movies. I have virtually every movie that's in the theaters right now in my basement. You're a SAG-AFTRA member, so you will get some of these. You'll get digital screeners, not until those nominations come out, because SAG does it a little differently. We have, with SAG, a nominating committee. So not all the members vote on the films nominated, but we get to vote on the winners. But, you know, Academy members have all these screeners. Over Christmas, they watch them, like we all do with their family, and they decide, hey, this is worthy of a nomination. So then, when the Golden Globe nominations come out, and the Critics' Choice nominations come out, and the SAG nominations come out, Hollywood Reporter, the Variety, the trade publications, adds together, you know, the favorite, nominated for 14 Critics' Choice Awards yesterday.
About everything they could be
right,
nominated
big,
for.
Big day yeah. for the favorite, one of my favorite movies of the year. I told you that
you
last week. So that builds momentum.
Favorite,
yeah, that builds momentum into awards season because, you know, don't be confused. It's great to have a Golden Globe or a Critics' Choice Award, but everyone's after Oscar gold.
What about a dark horse for, say, actor? I know that not nominated for for the movie of the year, but Willem Dafoe's been mentioned a couple of times for At Eternity's Gate. Is that something that, you know, even though the movie itself isn't nominated, he could sneak in there? Is he pretty good?
I think so. And, you know, we put together some nominations here in St. Louis for the St. Louis Film Critics Association, of which I'm a member, and Willem Dafoe did get a nomination. So, you know, Oscar voters like to do something. I think every group likes to do something maybe a little different, and I think Academy voters in particular would be more likely to put that nomination in particular forward for Willem Dafoe. So none of this is set in stone. You could have some wild cards, but you're able to handicap and kind of gauge it based on the critics groups that come out, National Board of Review, you know, AFI a couple weeks ago. Now you have Golden Globes, SAG's on Wednesday, so it's all starting to come together with the Critics' Choice as well.
How do you decide what you want to see and what you don't?
Well, I try to see as much as possible. There's no way you can see everything. So have I seen every movie that's nominated right now? I have not. But now I will do due diligence and go through, now that I have the nominees and I can watch a couple of those films. I haven't seen Willem Dafoe's performance, for example. So that's something that I need to do. But it's tough. You know, and on any given day, I'm about to put a top 10 list together, you might be able to shuffle the board a little bit on some of these films. I loved The Favorite a lot. And if I was pressed right now, and I'll be casting my vote in about 3 weeks for the Critics' Choice Awards, what would I pick as best film? Would I pick Green Book? Would I pick Roma, which is heavily nominated?
I mentioned Roma.
Right. Or would I pick The Favorite? Based on right now, I would pick The Favorite.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's where I'm kind of, you know, but sometimes, and I like to watch movies, especially the Best Picture candidates, I watch them twice. I try to because I think upon, if something holds up upon second viewing, to me that means a little bit more.
Okay. Well, we'll see how things come out on January 13th when the Critics' Choice Awards air on the CW Network. Thanks again, Mark, as always.
All right, Brett, thank you.
I'm Brett Bloom, KMOX News.